We're doing Drashot Ramban, and in the Mosad Hare Kook edition, we're looking in Kitvei Ramban, the first volume, page Kuf Mem Vav. Does anyone want a hard copy? Over here. Page Kuf Mem Vav, the bottom of the page, the bottom paragraph. ונתברר עוד חידוש העולם על ידי משה בקריאת ים סוף. And Moshe Rabbeinu further clarified that God created the world, that this world was created by God. It's not that the world always existed, but rather there was a point of creation, and as such God runs the world. Moshe illustrated this when he split the Yam Suf, when he brought down the man, when he brought the Be'er, the well that gave sustenance to 2 million people in the desert. V'ananei kavod, and the clouds that surrounded the people as they traveled. V'zulatam, b'tziat Mitzrayim, and other miracles that we had as we left Egypt. V'anvua b'mamad al Sinai, and the prophecy that 2 million people witnessed at Mount Sinai. She'elu advarim morim al achidush. These things, they point to the fact that the world was created. V'heich ha'oso, ki ledibrei ha'mamin bekadmut, for those that believe that the world always existed, there was no one point of creation. If God would want to shorten the wing of a fly, or to extend the foot of an ant, God could not intervene in nature. Nature always was. Nature is the force in this world. If we believe the world always existed, so we're saying the laws of nature run the world, and God cannot intervene. And that's really what the philosophers all agree. And they have no choice. They have to say this. And this, if you want to see an expansion on this concept, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim expands on why Aristotle believes this, and why this must be so, going with Aristotelian philosophy. Ve'im ken kol mi sheyitchadesh lo davar keneged ha'tolada. And if so, the second we see things in the world that are exceptional, things that defy the laws of nature, ben al yedei ha'chaltumim u'mchashvim, ben al yedei ha'navi, and now it's irrelevant whether it's done by sorcerers or by a prophet, the second you see that nature can be overcome, miyad yedavi amin bechidush. So then a person knows and a person can believe that the world was created, that nature is not the power in the world. It's not that the world is run by nature, always was, always will be, and that there is a constant in this world. But rather, you see, you can defy that constant. We can overcome nature. If so, then we don't go with the philosophers that say nature is the force in the world and always was and will be.
But seasons are, in a way, nature isn't a good
person made. Okay. מכאן תראה אכזריות ראש הפילוסופים וקושיו ימחה שמו. And here, says the Ramban, you could recognize the cruelty of the head of the philosophers. He's referring probably to Aristotle, and his stubbornness. May his name be eradicated, says the Ramban. שהוא מכחיש כמה דברים שראו רבים, because he is denying numerous things that the masses have witnessed. And we ourselves have witnessed their validity, their truth, and they're famous throughout the world. And in ancient times, back in times of Moshe, as the Ramban illustrated earlier, everyone knew that the world was created. Everyone knew about the Mabul, and everyone knew about the 10 plagues, etc. כי החוכמות באותו הדור היו כולן רוחניות. In those generations, the wisdoms were all spiritual. כגון ענייני השדים והמחשבים ומני הכתרות למלאכי את השמיים. What were their wisdoms, those that weren't wise in Torah? They knew how to master the shedim, the demons, the sorcerers, the different types of incense that they could do to the powers of the heavens. לפי שמחמת קרבתם לבריאת העולם ולמבול, because they were so close chronologically to creation and to the Mabul, and the Ramban had discussed earlier that the Mabul was, so to speak, a new creation. No one had the goal to deny that the world was created or deny that God exists. being that it was just a few years ago, a century ago, 2 centuries ago, that you had the Mambo, or that you had creation, so everyone knew it. There was no contesting that, as the Ramban illustrated earlier. But they wanted to be able to attain things through the service of the sun or the moon or the different constellations. And they made these different shapes in order to bring down forces from above. But it wasn't that in their Avodah Zarah they denied creation. Even the philosophers in their work, whatever this work is, they quote that there are shapes that can have certain powers and speech. And only when the Greeks arose, the Himam Chadash, and their nation that really doesn't have any history, they started from scratch. They had no tradition of wisdom, as the Kuzari explains. So then we know that the famous person arose, and we're talking about Aristotle, and being that he had no tradition, he said, I don't believe anything I cannot sense. So he said, I have to seek out wisdoms that I could prove, that I could sense, and he completely denied anything that was spiritual. He said, everything that they talk about, sorcery and demons, that's all ridiculous. And the only thing in this world is nature. And it's known, it's famous that he was wrong. It's not so. Nonetheless, says the Ramban, in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, there was no apostate, no wicked person who would deny these. The only thing that the nations doubted was, does God speak to man? Is there a concept of nevuah? Some thought the world was created, there is a creator, and the creator is the sun. As I explained. But Abraham Avinu's offsprings, they all knew that the sun wasn't the creator. And that which Moshe said, the Jewish people, he said to God, won't listen to me, they won't believe me. Why did he say that? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's claim? They'll say, God hasn't spoken to you. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole claim was, they'll say, God exists, fine, but he didn't talk to you. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know the Jewish people believe in you, Hashem, they know that you run the world. But they're going to claim, why should we believe you that God spoke to you? To you! And after he performed the great miracles, only then was his prophecy validated. As the verse explicitly says, after they saw the splitting of the sea, the culmination of the 10 plagues, the exit from Egypt, then they had faith in Hashem and Moshe his servant. Now here the Ramban is going to enter a new discussion about the levels of belief. We find a few verses that discuss how much the Jewish people believed. And this is where we'll pick up next week. The Ramban is saying, on the one hand, the Jews all knew that Hashem created the world, and the whole doubt was, is Moshe Hashem, really Hashem's prophet? And after the splitting of the sea, they all accepted that. Then how come later on we have different verses that discuss the belief of the nation in Moshe Rabbeinu? And that's where we'll pick up next week, Bezrat Hashem, the explanation of those verses and the levels of belief that the Jewish people had.